Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Common and Uncommon with your host, Julio, where we take on a variety of different topics and talk about the popular and unpopular perspective on said topic, from community to national and international. Our goal is not to push one or the other perspective, but to explore both points of view and just engage in fun but thought-provoking conversations. Once again, welcome. Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of Common and Uncommon. Today we'll be going into some really beneficial exercises for the upper body muscles, primarily chest, back, and shoulders. And I'll mention slight arms as well, but not as much as you'll see why. But anyways, let's get into it. So it's always good to do a slight warm-up so that the joints and muscles will be ready to show no mercy to the weights. Make sure to really warm up your shoulders, back, and chest muscles, as these will be the primary muscles to hit. I'd go into different stretching routines, but honestly, I don't got time for that. And last I remember, this episode is about upper body exercises, not a tutorial for stretching. So just Google upper body muscle stretchings. I'm just messing around. Warming up and stretching is very important, so make sure to do it. Your older self will thank you, trust me. So after warming up with some Pilates, I'd recommend doing either incline or flat bench press. Flat bench is for overall chest, and incline is for upper chest activation. You can really go with either. I personally like incline bench press, but either one is fine. So usually I'll start off with a moderate weight, and usually with about 2 warm-up sets of about 10 reps each. Now, remember that warm-up sets is not supposed to be hard at all. They are only to get blood flowing in the muscles being targeted. After those warm-up sets, it should be good to start lifting a weight that you can do, about 4 sets of 8 reps. The way I decide the weight I'm going to be using is by trying out the weight. Make sure to keep track of the weight you're handling. That way you have a starting point to base your progress from. Now for the first 6 reps, it should be relatively easy, and the 7th and to 8th rep should make you struggle a little bit, but this does not mean it should come at the cost of technique and form. Always remember that form and technique is more important than the weight you're lifting. There are times where you might risk having a slight bad form if you're on your last rep or 2. Keyword, slight, not to the extreme. Otherwise, make sure you are maintaining good form. Make sure when bringing down the weight to your chest to really go down, as this really stretches out your pecs. I'd highly recommend going slow on the eccentric contraction, basically time under tension. It's harder than it sounds, but it's worth it. I've been able to handle the weight a lot better when I control the eccentric contraction. Do this bench exercise for 8 reps for about 4 to 5 sets. You know, you can't get any more original for chest than benching. Now, onto the back muscles. One of my personal favorites is the barbell back row. Don't forget to stretch and warm up those back muscles. My preferred warm-up for back is usually chin-ups or minor cable back exercises. If you struggle doing even 1 chin-up, then you can always use the assisted chin-up machine, as I did at the beginning. I actually didn't do any barbell back rows up until maybe about a year ago, and it was mostly because I didn't really have the best posture, and to do a back row, you need to bend over at a 45-degree angle or lower, and I was concerned about injuring my lower back and putting my posture even more at risk. But when I started to implement the 5x5 program, which consists of all compound exercises, one of which is the back row, I was hesitant at first, but honestly, I'm glad I started implementing this exercise because I have been able to not only increase the weight to an amount I never thought I could do, but it's also helped a lot in my other back exercises like chin-ups, single dumbbell rows, and it's really helped me grow my lats and spinal erectors in general, which in return has actually improved my overall posture. Now, and my best advice on executing barbell back rows is to start with just the barbell itself, see how it feels, and really focus on your form. And as soon as you're sure that your form is good and you're not slouching over too much, you should be good to add on weight. And now, if you're a beginner in this exercise, I start off with about 5 to 10 pounds and increase the weight by either 2.5 or 5 pounds each time you go back to the gym. I'm still a little more cautious when it comes to certain back exercises, as I have injured my back before and it was one of the worst, if not most painful, injuries I've had. So always keep your technique and form in check so you know you don't have to risk injuring your back. So I'd still recommend doing 4 sets, but instead of 8 reps, I'd start off with doing 5 reps. Now I'm currently doing 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps with this workout, but that's only because my form and technique in this exercise has really improved and I've received positive feedback. But even then, I'm still cautious when doing back rows. But this exercise is really a must and should not be overlooked, especially because your other back exercises will really benefit from this lift. Now, the next best back exercise I highly recommend is the single dumbbell row for targeting each lat specifically. For this exercise, I like to do not so heavy weight to be able to do about 10 to 15 reps. Now, during bulking season, I'll increase the weight and decrease my reps to no lower than 5 reps. Single dumbbell row is great for your lats as it gives your back that wide look, but make sure when doing some single dumbbell rows to pull the weight up with your elbow. The way I think about it, so try not to use your rear shoulder, but rather concentrate on pulling back with your elbow. When you go down, really stretch your lat out and pull up with your elbow. Remember to control the weight, don't jerk it. If you're jerking the weight, then most likely you're going way too heavy. So lower the weight to something you can be able to really control. Another great back exercise is the one and only pull-up and chin-ups. These are awesome because there's quite a variety of different pull-ups like close grip, wide grip, pronated and supinated grips, and all you need is your own weight, which can be challenging for some. But if you find it too easy, you can always do higher reps or put on a weight belt and attach some weight to it so it can be more challenging. And if it's too hard to even do one rep, then you can always use the assisted pull-up machine and adjust the amount of assisted weight. The way I was able to get off the machine and do my own body weight is by doing dead hangs, which is where you just hang on a bar, but you do slight intervals of flexing your back muscles. Visually, it should look like you're about to do a chin-up, but you don't. You just hold that flex in place, and this puts your lats under tension and should improve your ability to do pull-ups and chin-ups. Another great strategy is jumping onto a bar and into the full rep position of a pull-up and very, very slowly going down, controlling, again, the eccentric contraction. Do these multiple times until you can't do it anymore. This will also help you achieve the ability to do pull-ups as well. Now, onto shoulders. As far as it goes for optimal shoulder exercises, there's always the shoulder side raises, which I see people doing all the time, and they are great, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't make it the first and only exercise for shoulders. I reserve that spot for the overhead shoulder barbell press. There is the seated version or the standing version. Now, the seated version is much easier to handle heavier weight since you have a seat to stabilize your back, so you're only targeting your shoulders mostly, whereas the standing version is more challenging as you not only use your shoulders to execute the exercise, but you really need your core and back muscles to stabilize yourself. Otherwise, you'll be wobbling around and this can lead to a fall forward or backwards. It's basically a higher chance of injury. But this is why I stress to make sure your form is on point before increasing the weight. My preferred way of warming up the shoulders is by doing 1 to 2 sets of about 10 reps with the barbell alone, with no weight, to get the joints and blood flowing to the shoulders. The overhead shoulder press is such a good exercise for your front and side muscles of your shoulders. I always make that my main shoulder exercise, and I will usually end my shoulder exercises with shoulder side raises to just stress those shoulder muscles even more. I'll usually use like 10 to 15 pound dumbbells and do about 4 sets of 15 to 20 reps. This is a killer workout. And I'll also do some rear delt exercises, usually on the rear delt fly machine. Make sure to work on your rear delts to get a all-around full shoulder workout. Your rear delts really make the rest of your shoulder look more complete and fuller. Do not neglect those rear delts, fam. Trust me. And as for the last upper body muscles, the biceps and triceps, I won't go into every single exercise as there are so many, but rather just some basic exercises because honestly, it's better to keep it simple sometimes. And with biceps and triceps, I think simple is better. And the reason why I say this is because your arms will have no other option but to grow. When you work out most, if not all, major upper body muscles that I have already mentioned, I mean, honestly, think about it. If you're not going to be able to do back rows, pull-ups, bench press, overhead press, all these compound lifts, if your arms are weak, obviously your arms will grow quite the strength and muscle from these lifts alone. But this doesn't mean I don't directly target my arm muscles. Arm day is actually one of my favorite days, but it's not what I always focus on the most. Now for biceps, I have a general rule of thumb, and that is that when you do bicep curls, it's more efficient to go heavy on barbell bicep curls, whereas for single dumbbell curls, I recommend going lighter and increasing the reps. For biceps, I really think that it's best to start off by doing barbell curls, and the rep range I recommend in this lift is around 8 to 10 reps. And as I have stated before, really control that weight and try to go slowly on the eccentric contraction of the lift. I do about 5 to 6 sets of these. They are really good. Another great arm exercise I've noticed being overlooked a lot is hammer curls. These are really beneficial in growing your biceps, and it actually works out the middle part of your biceps, which in turn, when worked out, can really give your arms a fuller look. It basically pushes your biceps out more, giving it a full all-around look. Now, for hammer curls, I go light as well and higher reps, usually 15 to 20 reps of 4 sets. These really work out your overall forearm muscles as well, which really helps in holding heavier weight in all your other exercises. And then to end my bicep workouts, I'll finish off with alternating single dumbbell curls. Don't let your ego get the best of you and do heavy dumbbells like I've seen many times before. It's really not necessary to go heavy on single dumbbell curls. I really do see this a lot in the gym. Most people doing super heavy dumbbell curls tend to lean back to complete the curl, which takes pressure off the bicep. It's really pointless. It's a lot better to go light on these and increase the reps. This will exhaust and really work out the biceps. Just remember, when using both biceps, as you do with barbell curls, you can go heavy because you're using both biceps to help you get that weight up. But for single bicep curls, it's better to just go light, trust me. You don't want to tear one of your biceps and get surgery done. It's not worth it. I actually know people that have tore their bicep and they have to sit out of the gym for weeks for the bicep to recover. And even after recovery, you will have to be more careful than before. So if you ain't trying to go through all that, just play it safe. Take your time and you will see results. Don't rush into heavy weight all at once so early in your fitness journey. And as far as triceps, I usually do similar rep ranges and sets as I do for biceps. So I'll do usually, I'll start off with laying down barbell tricep extensions. These are a killer exercise for your triceps. With these, you can go a little heavier, but make sure to keep your elbows in place. Don't do the mistake that I did where you move your elbows above your head. Keep them in place as much as you can. The way I think about it is to have your elbows pointing to the ceiling without really moving them outwards or above your head. I do about 8 to 10 reps of these for 4 to 5 sets, and then I'll do single dumbbell tricep extensions. I lower the weight and increase my reps, usually around 13 to 15 reps for 4 to 5 sets. These I do at the end of my tricep routine. It really pumps the triceps out. They're great. So, some will say that I left some good exercises out for these muscles, but it's simply because these exercises I mentioned will really help you build a foundation for upper body lifts. They are compound movements that require more than just the muscles you're targeting. I'm a big advocate for compound lifts, in case you didn't already know that. But you really can't go wrong with these. And ultimately, you can do these lifts with both barbell or dumbbells. I recommend doing a variety of both. In general, dumbbells are great for imbalances, but barbell is great for overall strength. I do recommend doing both dumbbell and barbell, but I believe it to be better to put more focus on your barbell lifts more, honestly. And in ending notes, I want to stress that no matter the exercise, always make sure to control the weight. Don't let the weight control you. If you find yourself jerking the weight or you're wobbly or unstable, then 9 times out of 10, you're going way too heavy. So lower the weight and work your way up. There is no rush in this journey. Just stay dedicated to the process and you will not only see results, but you will advance into lifting heavier weight with your form improving as well. Always remember to have good form and technique. And like I said, there is little room for bad form if it's your last 2 reps, of your last 2 sets. But if you're struggling from the first set, then take it down a notch and work from there and improve over time. Quality reps over quantity weight is the way I think about it, fam. But anyways, that's it for this episode. I am working on another episode regarding lower body exercises, which is pretty much legs and glutes. But there really is a lot of great exercises to really build up your legs and glutes that I will be going into, and I'll keep y'all updated on that episode when it's about to release. But anyways, thanks for tuning in, fam. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and got some valuable information from it. Keep on getting those gains, and once again, thanks for your time, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace, fam.